speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass
These are weapons of mass dissent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Thursday, February 14th, 2008, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear, a three-hour documentary about the neocons and Al-Qaeda on this special fun drive edition of Uprising.
Sorry if my eyes drop when the fellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. Last week, the U.S. military presented videos seized in Iraq, apparently from Al-Qaeda hideouts. The videos show fighters training children who could be as young as 10 years old to kidnap and kill. The images were broadcast widely and came on the heels of twin suicide bombings in Baghdad, carried out by explosives strapped to two mentally ill women. Violence in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and many other countries in South and West Asia has become commonplace and a seemingly inevitable part of our post-9/11 world. But what are the origins of today's international conflict that the U.S. calls the Global War on Terror? A three-part documentary produced by British filmmaker Adam Curtis for the BBC lays out a comprehensive, chronological, and compelling account of the rise of the two sides of this war, going back decades to today. It's called The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear, and it traces the origins of the American neoconservative movement and the Islamic fundamentalist terrorist movements in 3-hour-long episodes, which we are pleased to offer today as a thank you gift for your donation of $75. The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear features interviews with William and Irving Kristol, Richard Pipes and Richard Pearl to document the history of neoconservatives in their own words. It also features prominent philosophers like Azam Tamimi of the Institute of Islamic Political Thought, political scientist Roxanne Yubin, and Abdullah Anas, general commander of the Afghan Arabs in northern Afghanistan, to trace the rise of fundamentalist movements in the Muslim world. This is by far the most compelling, interesting, and exciting documentary I've seen in a very long time. But what's most shocking is that the film has aired on television in Britain, Canada, and Australia. It has barely been viewed in the U.S. aside from a few film festivals. The filmmaker Adam Curtis has expressed shock at his inability to get even HBO to air it. Today, this film, which has not been officially released on DVD, is available to our listeners through a special deal. For a $75 pledge, we will send you a copy of this 3-hour-long documentary in 3-hour-long episodes on one DVD at 818-985-5735. The first part of this 3-part documentary is called Baby, It's Cold Outside, The Origins of the Neocon Movement and the Islamist Movements. It also includes the defeat of the Soviet Union and how that lays the basis then for what we're seeing today. We'll take a listen to the first part of this documentary. While you're listening, remember to pledge $75 at 818-985-5735. We're also encouraging listeners today to become a member of the KPFK Film Club for just an additional $100. So for a $175 pledge, you become a member of the film club and you get The Power of Nightmares. Let's take a listen to it.
In the past, politicians promised to create a better world. They had different ways of achieving this, but their power and authority came from the optimistic visions they offered their people. Those dreams failed. And today, people have lost faith in ideologies. Increasingly, politicians are seen simply as managers of public life. But now, they have discovered a new role that restores their power and authority. Instead of delivering dreams, politicians now promise to protect us from nightmares. They say that they will rescue us from dreadful dangers that we cannot see and do not understand. And the greatest danger of all is international terrorism, a powerful and sinister network with sleeper cells in countries across the world. a threat that needs to be fought by a war on terror. But much of this threat is a fantasy, which has been exaggerated and distorted by politicians. It's a dark illusion that has spread unquestioned through governments around the world, the security services, and the international media. This is a series of films about how and why that fantasy was created, and who it benefits. At the heart of the story are two groups, the American neoconservatives and the radical Islamists. Both were idealists who were born out of the failure of the liberal dream to build a better world. And both had a very similar explanation of what caused that failure. These two groups have changed the world, but not in the way that either intended. Together, they created today's nightmare vision of a secret organized evil that threatens the world. A fantasy that politicians then found restored their power and authority in a disillusioned age. And those with the darkest fears became the most powerful. The story begins in the summer of 1949, when a middle-aged school inspector from Egypt arrived at the small town of Greeley in Colorado. His name was Saeed Qutb. Qutb had been sent to the U.S. to study its educational system, and he enrolled in the local state college. His photographs appear in the college yearbook. But Qutb was destined to become much more than a school inspector. As he had traveled across the country, Qutb had become increasingly disenchanted with America. The very things that on the surface made the country look prosperous and happy, Qutb saw as signs of an inner corruption and decay.
This was Truman's America, and many Americans today regard it as a golden age of their civilization. But for Qutb, he saw a sinister side in this. All around him was crassness, corruption, vulgarity, talk centered on movie stars and automobile prices. He was also very concerned that the inhabitants of Greeley spent a lot of time in lawn care, pruning their hedges, cutting their lawns. This, for Qutb, was indicative of the selfish and materialistic aspect of American life. Americans lived these isolated lives surrounded by their lawns. They lusted after material goods. And this, says Qutb quite succinctly, is the taste of America.
What Qutb believed he was seeing was a hidden and dangerous reality underneath the surface of ordinary American life. One summer night, he went to a dance at a local church hall. He later wrote that what he saw that night crystallized his vision.
He talks about how the pastor played on the gramophone one of the big band hits of the day, Baby, It's Cold Outside. He dimmed the lights so as to create a dreamy romantic effect. And then Qutb says that chests met chests, arms circled waists, and the hall was full of lust and love.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop.
To most people watching this dance, it would have been an innocent picture of youthful happiness. But Qutb saw something else. The dancers in front of him were tragic lost souls. They believed that they were free, but in reality, they were trapped by their own selfish and greedy desires. American society was not going forward. It was taking people backwards. They were becoming isolated beings, driven by primitive animal forces. Such creatures, Qutb believed, could corrode the very bonds that held society together. And he became determined that night to prevent this culture of selfish individualism taking over his own country. But
Fulton was not alone. At the same time, in Chicago, there was another man who shared the same fears about the destructive force of individualism in America. He was an obscure political philosopher at the University of Chicago. But his ideas would also have far-reaching consequences, because they would become the shaping force behind the neoconservative movement which now dominates the American administration. He was called Leo Strauss. Strauss is a mysterious figure. He refused to be filmed or interviewed. He devoted his time to creating a loyal band of students. And what he taught them was that the prosperous liberal society they were living in contained the seeds of its own destruction.
And that's just the first few minutes of a set of 3-hour-long documentaries called The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. And we are offering it to our listeners this morning. Very excited to do so. It's a pledge of $75 for a 3-hour-long DVD. This DVD has not been viewed very widely in the U.S. In fact, it has not aired on U.S. television at all, nor in theaters, except in a few film festivals. And we want you to have a copy of it. In this clip, you just heard about Sayyid Qutb, the inspiration behind the Muslim Brotherhood, who really, I think, set the seeds for what we're seeing today, the Muslim Brotherhood providing the base and or the basis, rather, of many movements that then branched off, became even more radicalized, and are now really called in a very simplistic way by U.S. leaders as Al-Qaeda. And then he also shows the parallel rise of Leo Strauss, the man who is really credited with being the father of the neoconservative movement and political thought. And we want to play you more of this. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK for $75 pledge. We want to play you, we want to give you this 3-hour-long DVD, which of course is far too long to actually play in its entirety on the air today, but we'd like to play at least about 30 to 40 minutes of it this hour. We can't do it without your help. You cannot get this DVD through Amazon. You cannot get it through any through too many other means. It's, in fact, very difficult to acquire. And through a lot of hard work, KPFK producers have obtained The Power of Nightmares. It's yours for a pledge of just $75. 818-985-5735. It's a phenomenal analysis of the global war on terror that we're seeing today. I mean, people are so frightened. Why are they frightened? The politics of fear is what this film deconstructs, and it shows in the words of the neocons themselves through interviews with Richard Perl and also Richard Pipes and so many others, William and Irving Kristol, how this neoconservative movement has paralleled the rise of political Islam. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. It's a $75 pledge for The Power of Nightmares, 3-hour-long DVD. We're encouraging you to become a member of the KPFK Film Club for an extra $100. Make it a $175 pledge. For the extra $100, you and a friend can go and see dozens of films through KPFK's membership at theaters near you. First run features that wonderful new films, new documentaries that you are likely to go and want to watch yourself. But if you do the math, at what, $9 to $10 a ticket for two people, that's almost $20. The KPFK Film Club is a $100 add-on for this. That is five pairs of tickets, but you will probably get to see many, many more than that, many, many more than five films. 818-985-5735 for $175 pledge. We will give you the Film Club membership along with The Power of Nightmares. Let's take another listen to this documentary, picking up where the last clip left off. Who is this man, Leo Strauss, and how did he influence the neoconservative movement?
But Qutb was not alone. At the same time, in Chicago, there was another man who shared the same fears about the destructive force of individualism in America. He was an obscure political philosopher at the University of Chicago. But his ideas would also have far-reaching consequences, because they would become the shaping force behind the neoconservative movement which now dominates the American administration. He was called Leo Strauss. Strauss is a mysterious figure. He refused to be filmed or interviewed. He devoted his time to creating a loyal band of students. And what he taught them was that the prosperous liberal society they were living in contained the seeds of its own destruction.
didn't give interviews or write political essays or appear on the radio. There wasn't TV yet, or things like that. But he did want to have a school of students to get others to see what he had seen, that Western liberalism led to nihilism, had undergone a development that at the end of which it could no longer define itself or defend itself. A development which took everything praiseworthy and admirable out of human beings and made us into dwarf animals. It made us into herd animals, sick little dwarfs, satisfied with the dangerous life in which nothing is true and everything is permitted.
Strauss believed that the liberal idea of individual freedom led people to question everything, all values, all moral truths. Instead, people were led by their own selfish desires, and this threatened to tear apart the shared values which held society together. But there was a way to stop this, Strauss believed. It was for politicians to assert powerful and inspiring myths everyone could believe in. They might not be true, but they were necessary illusions. One of these was religion. The other was the myth of the nation. And in America, that was the idea that the country had a unique destiny to battle against the forces of evil throughout the world. This myth was epitomized, Strauss told his students, in his favorite television program, Gunsmoke.
Strauss was a great fan of American television. Gunsmoke was his great favorite, and he would hurry home from the seminar, which would end, you know, at 5:30 or so, to have a quick dinner so that he could be at his seat before the television set when Gunsmoke went on. And he felt that this was good, this show. This had a salutary effect on the American public because it showed the conflict between good and evil in a way that would be immediately intelligible to everyone.
Let's see what happens.
No.
The hero has a white hat. He's faster on the draw than the bad man. The good guy wins. And it's not just that the good guy wins, but that the values are clear. That's America. We're going to triumph over the evils that are trying to destroy us, the virtues of the Western frontier, good and evil.
Leo Strauss's other favorite program was Perry Mason. And this, he told his students, epitomized the role that they, the elite, had to play. In public, they should promote the myths necessary to rescue America from decay. But in private, they didn't have to believe in them.
Perry Mason was different from Gunsmoke, the extremely cunning man who, as far as we can see, is very virtuous and uses his great intelligence and quickness of mind to rescue his clients from dangers, but who could be fooling us because he's cleverer than we are. Is he really telling the truth? Maybe his client is guilty.
In 1950, Saeed Qutb traveled back to Egypt from America. He too was determined to find some way of controlling the forces of selfish individualism. And as he travelled, he began to envisage a new type of society. It would have all the modern benefits of Western science and technology, but a more political Islam would have a central role to play in keeping individualism in check. It would provide a moral framework that would stop people's selfish desires from overwhelming them.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go.
But Qutb realized that American culture was already spreading to Egypt, trapping the masses in its seductive dream.
Here's to Thomas Lindsay Wolcott.
What was needed, he believed, was an elite, a vanguard, who could see through these illusions of freedom, just as he had in America, and who would then lead the masses to realize the higher truth.
The masses need to be led, and it is this vanguard group that will be responsible for the task of leading the people out of the darkness into the light of Islam. Because the masses had succumbed to their own selfish desires, and he wanted the vanguard to be different, to be pure, to be standing together outside of all of this corrupt situation.
That's another excerpt from the three-hour-long documentaries that is called The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. You've just heard basically about the first 10 minutes of the first hour, really delving into the historical origins of both the neoconservative movement and the Islamic fundamentalist movement and showing the parallels between them. The two founders of these two movements, or the two men whose ideas then became the basis for these movements, Leo Strauss and Sayyid Qutb. It's amazing to see the similarities. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And for $75 pledge, we want to give you this three-hour-long DVD. It's brand new. We're so excited to be offering it on KPFK. It's very difficult to get it anywhere else. It is probably the best DVD that we're offering since The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And of course, like that film also, it's difficult to find through any other commercial outlet. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. The Power of Nightmares, a BBC documentary that has been shown widely in television in England, in Canada, our neighbor to the north, in Australia, but not here in the United States where it needs to be seen the most. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. And what's amazing about this documentary is the hours of vintage and archival footage, as well as interviews, first-hand interviews with people like Richard Pearl, with members of the Islamic fundamentalist movement. It shows amazing footage of Ayman Zawahiri, who is, of course, considered the mentor of bin Laden, and him in his own words shows videos of a young black-haired Donald Rumsfeld lying about the threat posed by the Soviet Union. In fact, the Soviet Union and the fall of that empire is a very important aspect of the history of what we're seeing today. And that's what the first part of this three-part documentary goes into very deeply, which is how the Soviet Union was created into this mythical organization that controlled a vast terrorist network, that conspiracy, really a myth created by the neocons. And it lays it bare. It's so obvious that this was the first step in what we're now seeing today, how the world has been split into these two sides of good versus evil, which is exactly what the neoconservative movement wants. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. For an $175 pledge, we want you to become a member of the KPFK Film Club and get a copy of this DVD. It's a three-hour-long DVD called The Power of Nightmares. And if you become a member of the KPFK Film Club, you and a friend can go see at least 12 films per year, but usually a lot more than that. We have screened many films, over 100 films usually per year, that you and a film, you and a friend can go see. First run films, many of them at Lemley Theaters, many of them films that I know KPFK listeners are interested in, films like What Would Jesus Buy, like Blame It on Fidel, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, Gypsy Caravan, The Violin, The Prisoner, which we featured on Uprising, Amu, which we've also featured on Uprising, Sacco and Vanzetti, also featured here on this program, Color Me Kubrick, all of these films part of the KPFK Film Club that Film Club members were able to go see last year with a friend. Once you become a member, you and a friend can go see these films free of charge. All you have to do is call and make a reservation when you hear the promotional on the air on KPFK. $175 pledge for the KPFK Film Club, plus The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. We have a number of callers calling right now. If you get a busy signal, just pause and call right back. We want to play you another clip from this documentary. It's called The Power of Nightmares. It's such a phenomenal documentary. I'm very excited to be offering it this morning. And in this particular clip, we'll learn more about the birth of the neocons. As you're listening, keep those calls coming in. We're not going to be able to fit in more than a certain number of callers per hour. It's just sheer math and the number of lines that we have open. So don't wait, because you might not be able to get in on time if you wait around. So do it this hour. Do it right now. 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to another excerpt from The Power of Nightmares.
Strauss explained that it was the very basis of the liberal idea. The belief in individual Paul Wolfowitz had been taught because it undermined the shared moral framework which held society together. Individuals pursued their own selfish interests, and this inevitably led to conflict. As the movement grew, many young students who had studied Strauss's ideas came to Washington to join this group. Some, like Paul Wolfowitz, had been taught Strauss's ideas at the University of Chicago, as had Francis Fukuyama. And others, like Irving Kristol's son William, had studied Strauss's theories at Harvard. This group became known as the neoconservatives.
Well, many of them couldn't get academic jobs, and political science or philosophy faculties were not terribly friendly to those of a conservative or moderately conservative disposition. And the truth is, a lot of people who end up in Washington started off as academics. I did, Paul Wolfowitz did, and decided they probably didn't have very good prospects in the academy. What we all had in common, I think, was a certain doubt about what once seemed a kind of great certainty and confidence in liberal progress. The philosophic grounds for liberal democracy had been weakened. So I think Straussians who came to Washington, they didn't think of themselves as Churchill or Lincoln, let me assure you, but they did think that, you know, there's something noble about public life and about politics, and they tried to make a contribution in many different areas.
The neoconservatives were idealists. Their aim was to try and stop the social disintegration they believed liberal freedoms had unleashed. They wanted to find a way of uniting the people by giving them a shared purpose. And one of their great influences in doing this would be the theories of Leo Strauss. They would set out to recreate the myth of America as a unique nation whose destiny was to battle against evil in the world. And in this project, the source of evil would be America's Cold War enemy, the Soviet Union. And by doing this, they believed that they would not only give new meaning and purpose to people's lives, but they would spread the good of democracy around the world.
The United States would not only, according to these Straussians, be able to bring good to the world, but would be able to overcome the fundamental weaknesses of American society, a society that has been suffering, almost rotting in their language, from relativism, liberalism, lack of self-confidence, lack of belief in itself. And one of the main political projects of the Straussians during the Cold War was to reinforce the self-confidence of Americans and the belief that America was fundamentally the only force for good in the world that had to be supported, otherwise evil would prevail.
That is, again, another excerpt from the documentary The Power of Nightmares. And the voice that we just heard was Irving Kristol, one of the earliest neoconservatives. And then, of course, his son William is today one of the most prominent neocon figures in American political in the American political landscape. 818-985-5735 is the number to call for a $75 pledge. We want to give you The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear, written and produced by British filmmaker Adam Curtis for the BBC, never seen on American television. Yours for a pledge of just $75. If you combine it with the KPFK Film Club, make it $175. Generally, the KPFK Film Club membership is $150 by itself, but for just an extra $100, you can get you can become a member of the KPFK Film Club and get The Power of Nightmares for $175 pledge. 818-985-KPFK. We only have a few lines left open. So if you're getting a busy signal, just pause and call right back. 818-985-KPFK. Actually, a number of lines just opened up. Joining me in studio, senior producer Alan Minsky. Alan?
Yeah, hi, Sonali. You know, as Sonali knows, for the past period going into recent fund drives, this particular film has been something of the holy grail for me that I've really sought because I knew, like Revolution Will Not Be Televised and a few other things we've offered that have been very popular, it is basically unavailable elsewhere. This is a film that caused an amazing sensation when it was broadcast in England, and a few things conspired such that it was not released in the United States. One was the filmmaker's desire to edit it down into a feature form, down from the 3 hours, and he did that, brought it to Cannes. So when it did play at the Tribeca Film Festival, where it again caused a sensation, it actually wasn't in this full form. It was cut down somewhat, and it did create quite a sensation at New York Film Festival. And it hasn't been released on a DVD in the United States, but we all worked and worked to try to get it, couldn't get it, and then Christine Blasdale went up to a media conference in Santa Cruz a few weeks ago and was able to secure a copy for this fund drive. So this is something I'm tremendously excited about. And just to give you an idea of the kind of response that this film has gotten from critics, Owen Gleiberman from Entertainment Weekly writes, "Adam Curtis, who's the filmmaker of The Power of Nightmares, has become the most exciting documentary filmmaker of our time. He's at once a psychologist, a historian, a journalist, a wizard of images, and fearlessly incisive cultural detective who delves beneath the hidden myths of the modern world." And I want to focus on one thing he says there, a wizard of images, because you can tell how compelling the audio it is, but of course over radio you cannot capture how amazingly edited and how fantastic the archival footage is that's included and how it complements both with wit and expands the insight that is there by seeing the images throughout the past 50 years of American political history and the history of the Middle East in terms of the rise of a particularly violent variant of Islamic radicalism.
It's amazing. One of my favorite scenes is the image of Ayman al-Zawahiri at a public prison in Egypt after Sadat's assassination with jailed with 300 others. He's chosen as their spokesman, and he screams in English, actually, about what he defines as his movement. I mean, this is such dramatic footage. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call, folks, for $175 pledge. Become a member of the KPFK Film Club and get this three-hour-long DVD, The Power of Nightmares. I mean, generally, when we give away hour-long DVDs, it's a minimum of $50 to $75 just for usually an hour-long DVD. This is a three-hour-long DVD available by itself for $75, but get it with the KPFK Film Club for $175. And by the way, we also have a new thank you gift. Actually, we've sort of brought it back from a couple of fund drives ago. It's called Meet Me at the Station, and it's a very fun sort of thing that we've organized before, and we're bringing back again, where listeners can pledge $500 and you and a friend can come to KPFK on April 10th and meet all of the morning show programmers, myself and my producer Gabrielle, Margaret Prescott, Lila Garrett, Roy Ulrich, Gabrielle Gutierrez, Aisha Mason, and Riku Matsuda. All of them, all of us will take you out to dinner next door at this fantastic Indian restaurant, Bollywood Cafe, and we'll have a wonderful conversation. You'll also get two items from the KPFK Outreach line, a t-shirt or a hat or whatever you want to pick. And that's a $500 pledge called Meet Me at the Station. And that's going to be on April 10th. Those are limited, by the way, to 10 pairs only. They were very popular last time. So we're bringing them back for a $500 pledge. You can get that. Maybe you can get all these gifts this hour and make it a $675 pledge if you can possibly afford that. 818-985-KPFK. Alan?
Again, if you're having trouble getting in, just wait a few moments, pick up the phone and call again, 818-985-5735. You can go on the web and pledge at kpfk.org. $75 pledge, The Power of Nightmares. Again, this is amazing. Keep in mind that, as you'll see in this paragraph I'm going to read from Peter Bergen's article about Power of Nightmares in The Nation magazine, this is about a film that was not distributed in the United States on DVD or in film, and yet people are writing such long, important essays. You'll get a sense of how important a film this is. Peter Bergen in The Nation writes, "The Power of Nightmares, a three-hour BBC documentary directed by Adam Curtis, I will add, available for $75 by calling 818-985-5735, is arguably the most important film about the war on terrorism since the events of September 11th. It is more intellectually engaging, more historically probing, and more provocative than any of its rivals, including Fahrenheit 9/11. But although it has been shown at Cannes and a few film festivals in the United States, it is yet to find an American distributor, and for understandable reasons. The documentary asserts that Al-Qaeda is largely a phantom of the imagination of the U.S. national security apparatus. Indeed, The Power of Nightmares seeks nothing less than to reframe the past several decades of American foreign policy, from the Soviet menace of the 70s to the Al-Qaeda threat of today, to argue that neoconservatives in the American foreign policy establishment have vastly exaggerated those threats in their quest to remake the world in the image of the United States." 818-985-5735. Please call. $75 pledge of support, The Power of Nightmares.
And I want to play one more clip from this while the phone lines are full. In this particular excerpt from, again, the first hour, just the first hour of this three-hour-long DVD, we hear how the neocons, influenced by this book called The Terror Network, set about trying to link all the terrorist acts in the world as part of a vast Soviet conspiracy. This, of course, lays the groundwork for what we see after September 11th. This also features in interviews with the CIA's Melvin Goodman and a prominent neocon Michael Ledeen. Let's take a listen to this.
the neoconservatives set out to prove that the Soviet threat was far greater than anyone, even Team B, had previously shown. They would demonstrate that the majority of terrorism and revolutionary movements around the world were actually part of a secret network coordinated by Moscow to take over the world. The main proponent of this theory was a leading neoconservative who was the special advisor to the Secretary of State. His name was Michael Ledeen, and he had been influenced by a best-selling book called The Terror Network. It alleged that terrorism was not the fragmented phenomenon that it appeared to be. In reality, all terrorist groups, from the PLO to the Baader-Meinhof group in Germany and the Provisional IRA, all of them were a part of a coordinated strategy of terror run by the Soviet Union. But the CIA completely disagreed. They said this was just another neoconservative fantasy.
CIA denied it. They tried to convince people that we were really crazy. I mean, they never believed that the Soviet Union was a driving force in the international terror network. They always wanted to believe that terrorist organizations were just what they said they were, local groups trying to avenge terrible evils done to them or trying to rectify terrible social conditions or things like that. I mean, CIA really did buy into the rhetoric. I don't know what their motive was. I don't know what people's motives are, hardly ever. And I don't much worry about motives.
But the neoconservatives had a powerful ally. He was William Casey, and he was the new head of the CIA. Casey was sympathetic to the neoconservative view. And when he read the Terror Network book, he was convinced. He called a meeting of the CIA's Soviet analysts at their headquarters and told them to produce a report for the president that proved this hidden network existed. But the analysts told him this would be impossible because much of the information in the book came from black propaganda the CIA themselves had invented to smear the Soviet Union. They knew that the terror network didn't exist, because they themselves had made it up.
And when we looked through the book, we found very clear episodes where CIA black propaganda, clandestine information that was designed under a covert action plan to be planted in European newspapers, were picked up and put in this book. A lot of it was made up, right? It was made up out of whole cloth.
You told him this?
We told him that, point blank. And we even had the operations people to tell Bill Casey this. I thought maybe this might have an impact, but all of us were dismissed. Casey had made up his mind. He knew the Soviets were involved in terrorism, so there was nothing we could tell him to disabuse him. Lies became reality.
In the end, Casey found a university professor who described himself as a terror expert, and he produced a dossier that confirmed that the hidden terror network did in fact exist.
The power of nightmares, the rise of the politics of fear. That's what we've been hearing this hour. We only have 20 minutes left in the hour. A lot of you have been calling in. You might have gotten a busy signal. If so, a few lines have opened up right now. Call us at 818-985-5735. For $175 pledge, we want you to get a copy of this DVD and become a member of the KPFK Film Club. What you're doing is you're going to be supporting KPFK and this kind of material that we air. 818-985-5735. What you just heard was an excerpt of how the Soviet Union was created into this mythical, vast terrorist nation that basically was much, much more threatening on paper than it was in reality. This is so much like what we're seeing today. And of course, part three of this documentary goes into that detail. This documentary, The Power of Nightmares, traces the trajectory of the neoconservative movement and the Islamic fundamentalist movement from their origin all the way through today. We're still only listening to excerpts from the first hour. 818-985-KPFK is that number. And in the same way in which the Soviet Union was created in a mythical way to be this monstrous nation that was waiting to destroy the United States, that had this sort of centralized network of terrorist terrorist militias carrying out acts across the world. In that same way, the neoconservatives have created that myth that bin Laden is centrally controlling al-Qaeda today. In fact, al-Qaeda did not even really exist until the United States decided that it would be a useful way to constantly keep us in fear and to have this good versus evil dichotomy that we're living in today. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The film has not shown in the United States. Adam Curtis, the filmmaker, commented, he said, something extraordinary has happened to American TV since September 11th. A head of the leading networks, who had better remain nameless, said to me that there was no way they could show this film. He said, who are you to say this? And then he added, we would get slaughtered if we put this out. When I was in New York, I took a DVD to the head of documentaries at HBO. I still haven't heard from him. That's what Adam Curtis said. You cannot watch this on American television because they do not want you to watch it. But British folks, Australians, Canadians, Europeans have all seen it. Americans are not able to watch this except through KPFK. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. It's a $175 pledge to join the KPFK Film Club and get a copy of The Power of Nightmares. If you'd just like to get The Power of Nightmares, make it a $75 pledge. That's $25 per hour of DVD of this film, which is amazing. It's all on one DVD, and we want you to get a copy of it. My senior producer, Alan Minsky, joining me in studio, he was very much enthusiastic about bringing this DVD to KPFK, and after having seen it, now I know why. Thank you, Alan, for making that possible.
A few minutes ago, all the phone lines were filled up, and that was the case for a while there. Right now, there are at least four lines free. If you call 818-985-5735, you can pick up The Power of Nightmares and support KPFK Community Radio, free speech radio, the type of radio station that brings you things, that struggles to bring you things like The Power of Nightmares, that pretty much get squeezed out of mainstream media, corporate media in the United States. Interestingly, though, when, among the people who wrote just absolutely glowing, praiseworthy articles about The Power of Nightmares was a Tom Hartman, who just said, you know, if you really want to understand the world of geopolitics today, go out, do whatever you have to do, go wherever you have to go, find this film, and watch it. You'll never see the world again, he says. Tom Hartman's praise for The Power of Nightmares. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK for just a $75 pledge of support. Pick up this brilliant documentary, The Power of Nightmares. It pretty much traces the last 50 years of history by paralleling the rise of Islamic radical violent organizations like al-Qaeda, going from the Muslim Brotherhood as they get radicalized through Islamic Jihad to al-Qaeda, following in particular the career of
Ayman Zawahiri.
He's often referred to in the media as being the first lieutenant of Osama bin Laden. You see this film, you realize that the power dynamics between the two is probably reversed.
Absolutely, yeah. And really a mentor, if you will.
And his mentor was Syed Qutr, who was radicalized by coming to the United States in the 1950s, and then paralleling that with the neocons. And it's not just a parallel; they become symbiotic in a sense.
Exactly, and in fact, who are caught in between are ordinary people like you and me. Now, of course, this film also goes, by the way, all the way to Iraq, and the war on Iraq and its origins, of course, are based in this history. The neocons have always viewed Iraq as a big prize. 818-985-KPFK is that number. Let's take another listen to near the end of the first hour of this documentary. Remember, it's 3 hours long. We've only been listening to excerpts from the first hour. Alan?
Just, I want to let listeners know, if they're having trouble getting through, when the clips run, believe me, there's an opportunity to call in. So keep calling. 818-985-5735, $75 pledge of support. Pick up The Power of Nightmares. Good.
In this clip, we'll hear about the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, which, of course, was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. It features an interview with Mikhail Gorbachev himself and really talks about how, as well as Richard Pearl, by the way, and shows how both the neocons and the Islamists came to believe that they were the ones who caused the fall of the USSR.
In 1987, the new Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, decided he was going to withdraw Russian troops from Afghanistan. Gorbachev was convinced that the whole Soviet system was facing collapse. He was determined to try and save it through political reform, and this meant reversing the policies of his predecessors, including the occupation of Afghanistan.
The state of the Soviet Union and its society could be described very simply with a phrase used by people across the country. We can't go on living like this any longer. That applied to everything. The economy was stagnating. There were shortages. And the quality of goods was very poor. We had to finish this war, but in such a way that the Russian people would understand why tens of thousands had died. We couldn't just run away from there in shame. No. We needed to find a process.
Gorbachev asked the Americans to help him negotiate a peace that would create a stable government in Afghanistan. But the hardliners in Washington refused point blank. They would continue to help the Mujahideen until the last Russians left, without any negotiation. The future of Afghanistan would then be decided, they said, by the freedom fighters.
I think that basically we've asked the United States, help us get out if you're really interested in stopping the bloodshed.
But can you get out and leave a government in Afghanistan that supports, that is a friend of the Soviet Union?
I believe that we can get out, provided that indeed no more aid is given to what people here call freedom fighters and what we call counter-revolutionaries. I believe that's possible, provided that the United States is also interested in the same.
Well, it's not very complicated. They arrived in a matter of days on Christmas Eve in 1979. They could be home by Christmas Eve if they decided to leave Afghanistan and let the Afghans decide their own future. If you leave, the problem of support to the Mujahideen solves itself.
Gorbachev was shocked by the intransigence of the U.S. administration. He sent a private message through the KGB, warning the Americans that if they allowed the Mujahideen to take control in Afghanistan, it would not produce democracy. Instead, he predicted, the most extreme forms of Islamism would rise up and triumph. But Gorbachev's warning was ignored. As Soviet troops left Afghanistan, both the Americans and the Islamists came to believe that they had not only won the battle for Afghanistan, they had also begun the downfall of the entire evil empire.
I felt we won, because I was part of it. I'm sure that the Afghan Arabs felt we won. And then all summer long, the East Germans began to gather, 100 here, 1,000, tens of thousands, until November 9th, and the wall is opened, and that's it. Start the clock running on the Soviet Union, and it was over. Soviet Union was all cracked up and broken, and that was done.
And that is another excerpt from the first hour of The Power of Nightmares, a three-hour-long documentary on one DVD, yours for a pledge of just $75. Combine it with a film club membership and make it a $175 pledge. You and a friend can go see over a dozen films. In fact, you'll have access to go see about 100 films in 1 year at Lumley Theatre's first-run features, at Lumley and other theaters. Wonderful films. And, of course, unfortunately, The Power of Nightmares is not among them, but it might be. If it does, it'll be part of the film club. The problem with The Power of Nightmares, of course, is that it's far too explosive, far too controversial, far too analytical and intelligent and exposing of the real agenda of the neoconservative movement to be shown in the United States. 818-985-5735 is that number. Just a few calls, a few lines opened up. If you've been trying to call this hour and haven't had a chance to get in, do it right now. We just have a couple of more minutes left. 818-985-KPFK, $175 pledge for the KPFK Film Club and The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. My colleague and senior producer, Alan Minsky, joining me in studio here, very familiar with the documentary. And Alan, this documentary, I think, is so important if we want to try to understand what we're seeing today in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. It really, you know, it tends to make so much more sense.
Right. It does a marvelous job of tracing through the historical phases. Cheney and Rumsfeld, as neocons, are in the Ford administration. They start to build up the myth of Soviet superiority in terms of armaments. Through the push towards Reagan becoming president, the Reagan administration, their frustrations with the pragmatism of figures like Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon, and the first George Bush. And then the amazing segment on how they responded to the Clinton presidency and the role, the way that they embraced the vilification of Bill Clinton, which is, again, fits in with the theories of Leo Strauss. And then we're getting very close to the present and, of course, their rise to really prominence and dominance in this administration. of George Bush. And I think one thing that is so significant this film brings out relative to the current moment, and this might seem somewhat paradoxical, but I think it's it really sheds light on why there's been such an unbelievable outpouring of support and enthusiasm for Barack Obama's presidential candidacy, because this film is about the politics of fear. It focuses on the way that Tony Blair embraced it to increase his power in Britain, and the way that the politics of fear plays out in the Middle East, and of course with the American neoconservatives. Well, Barack Obama is presenting whatever one makes of the details, whatever one makes of where we believe he may be in terms of being a progressive or not. He is breaking the mold of focusing on the politics of fear and, as we all know, hope, change, change, hope, producing a politics of hope. And we can see the enthusiastic embrace of something other than the politics of fear on the American political spectrum. This film shows you that the politics of fear are not going away. These are very deeply entrenched interests within the American political establishment, and they are very powerful interests, and they are quite brilliant and terrifying for their brilliance and their capacity to spin illusions and even to claim that they are the true proponents of freedom and democracy.
Oh, they call themselves democratic revolutionaries, which is so bizarre when you think about it. And, you know, part of the whole the theory and the philosophical basis of the neoconservative movement is myth-making. They openly admit that it's important to create myths that can unite the country, that can put the collective over the individual. I mean, and there's also an interesting aspect in the film that shows how a lot of the neoconservative political thought can be parallel to Marxist thought as well.
Well, Irving Kristol was a longtime Trotskyist, and seriously so. And, you know, people, and there were many members of the Blair cabinet who, I think, even including Tony Blair. In fact, Tony Blair in like 2005 gave a press conference and talked about how the famous three-part biography of Leon Trotsky was one of his most greatest influences. And I know that people quipped in left-wing media that they had exchanged one inevitability for another inevitability.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that. And, you know, this is one of these documentaries that goes right to Irving Kristol, Bill Kristol, Richard Perle. They look, Mike Ledeen, they look straight into the camera and they tell you how they see it. And Curtis breaks it down and deconstructs it beautifully.
818-985-5735. That's the number to call if you want to get a hold of this three-hour-long DVD. Very difficult to get anywhere else. You can't get it in Blockbuster. You can't get it on you know, any of your sort of favorite online places that you like to visit. It's difficult to acquire. We have it here at KPFK. For a pledge of just $75, combine it with a KPFK Film Club membership for $175. That's just an extra $100. Normally, the Film Club is $150, but if you get it today along with The Power of Nightmares, it's $175 for both. 818-985-KPFK. What I really thought was also compelling, there's so many compelling things in this documentary, Alan, but another interesting aspect was the way in which the neoconservative movement cynically use the religious fundamentalist movements here in the United mm-hmm. States. They, of course, are not ideologically aligned with this movement, but they see it as a very useful base to elect themselves and their colleagues into office, and they have used this conservative religious movement in the United States in order to get into power, and they continue to use them. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. It's absolutely brilliant filmmaking. The imagery, the soundtrack, the narration, the analysis, succinct and accurate and very, very beautifully done. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. We only have a couple of minutes left, folks. There's three phone lines left open. If you haven't called, jump in right now. Two phone lines left open, 818-985-5735. Give us a call. Let us know that you're listening, and let us know that you care about independent media and this kind of programming that KPFK and Pacifica dares to broadcast this, because American television will not. They refuse to broadcast this. It's far too dangerous for us to understand the origins of what we are entrenched and enmeshed into, the violence globally and internationally around us, the justifications for the Iraq war. All of these melt away when you see this documentary. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. Get this DVD, have a house party, share it with your friends and neighbors, watch it together. It is so compelling. Have a movie marathon one evening and watch all 3 hours with your family and friends. It's so worth it. 818-985-KPFK. We only have a minute left, folks. Several phone lines just opened up, so jump in. And for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Edward Abbey, who once said, Our neoconservatives are neither new nor conservative, but old as Babylon and evil as hell. That's Edward Abbey, and that's Sonali Subversive Thought for the day. Alan, thanks so much for helping bring this. Also, special thanks to Christine Blasdale for doing that.
Yes, and we have right now some lines have opened up. We have about, there were none for a long time. Right now we have, that's about 3 to 4 lines. So 818-985-5735, $75. Pick up the Power of Nightmares.
818-985-KPFK. Keep those calls coming in after the program has ended. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel San Roman is our assistant producer. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Our website is uprisingradio.org, or you can pledge online at kpfk.org. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening.